St. Francis Xavier, whom the Church celebrates today, was, with St. Ignatius Loyola, one of the founding members of the Society of Jesus, the Jesuits, in the 16th century. He became one of the great missionaries of his age, and indeed in the Church's history. He was sent first to Portuguese India, with the initial intention that he would minister to the somewhat lapsed Portuguese settlers. Quite an interesting bunch of cronies, I think. And they were not that keen to receive his ministrations. He then focused his attention on the native Indian communities, learning their language and customs so that he could share the gospel with them. He gave priority to pastoral care and teaching, and encouraged the ordination of Indian clergy. The Roman Catholic Church in Goa, South India, remains strong to this day. Francis then felt called to travel further in the service of the gospel, through Malaysia and eventually to Japan. Again, he was attentive to local language and custom. In India, he had learnt to identify with the poor, living simply amongst the people. In Japan, at that time a warlord society, he realised that to have any influence, he would have to display status, importance, which he did as the papal ambassador. He was able to establish a small church which continued for some years, but was later to suffer great resistance and persecution. Love of the gospel, and eagerness to share it, a readiness to travel, and a willingness to listen to and to learn from those amongst whom he found himself. A love for God's people. Father James will be embarrassed if I liken him to St. Francis Xavier, but I do think he shares these qualities with Francis. Father James comes to us from Korea, where he was ordained a priest almost 10 years ago, and he's been a Franciscan friar for almost 20 years. He brings with him that Franciscan perspective of a love for the creation and for God's people, especially the poor and the marginalised. He brings too a pattern of living simply. I know that he holds God's people in and on his heart. He has exercised a ministry of chaplaincy and of counselling in Korea and in different places in the United States. You'll learn too that he is an accomplished potter, creating beautiful ceramics. His pilgrimage brings him now to Canada, beginning a new life and ministry here, and discovering himself anew, growing into the person and priest God is calling him to be. Again, like St. Francis Xavier, he is answering God's call where he finds himself now. In this liturgy, we, with Bishop John, are recognising the priestly ministry of Father James, a ministry he has already, and then commissioning him for the next stage of his journey in ministry as an Anglican. Reflecting on St. Francis Xavier's and Father James' readiness to answer God's call, what about all of us in this Advent season? Are we looking to answer God's call where we are now? Are we ready to be sent on the next stage of our journey as the priestly people of God? Called with Father James to sing God's praises, who has called us out of darkness into light, to celebrate the reconciling sacraments of the new covenant, to live and to love as the body of Christ, here in St. John's, here in our diocese, in the Anglican Church of Canada and the Anglican Communion. members together of Christ's one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church.